passion for the planet, sound publishing,
the environment, health, alternative solutions.
I'm Chantal Cook. How does the divine explain the Big Bang? Nidal Gassoum, Professor of Physics and Astronomy at the American University of Sharjah in the United Arab Emirates, explains the Islamic approach.
The Muslim thinkers have really tried very hard to take into account what cosmology has told us. Cosmology meaning the scientific branch of science and of astronomy, which really came of age in the 20th century. It has only been one century that we've really started to understand the universe. Before that, we used to think the universe was static. We now know that it has evolved for 13 and a half or more billion years, that it is expanding and accelerating, etc. So a century ago, we didn't know any of this. We had no idea of the size of the universe, or we imagined it to be millions or billions of times smaller than it actually is. Today, we might even think that there could be multiverses, not just a universe, but many, many universes in a larger ensemble called the multiverse. In any case, what I'm saying is cosmology has gone through revolutions in the past 50 to 100 years. So the Muslims have tried to make sure that they fit to what science is telling us. For example, in the medieval times of Islam, when Islam was at its so-called golden age, Muslims had this long debate as to whether the universe had a beginning or was timeless, whether it was eternal, infinite in the past. And in fact, the philosophers, who were the equivalents of the scientists, weighed on the side of the universe not having a beginning. And only a few people, and paradoxically, it used to be the theologians, who were saying, no, the universe has been created. The Quran seems to tell us that it has been created, that there was a moment of creation, just like there is in the beginning of the Bible, in the Genesis account. But today, that discussion, of course, is moot because science has established something. There is, of course, the eternal debate as to whether science has anything to say on the purpose, on the order, on the design, on the designer, and things like this. And the Muslims are very sensitive to this issue. There is a difficulty, there is a sensitivity in the Muslim thinkers' minds regarding what we in science call methodological naturalism, meaning that science has to only rely on natural causes and not seek super agents or designers and God and other factors like this. So that's where the debate really is. It's not about the facts. Islam and the Muslims have no problem with the universe being 13.7 billion years old, or being so huge, or that it has evolved or expanded, or that the Earth was only created like two-thirds of the time later, etc. Muslims don't have any such debates. What they have a debate on is, where do we put God in all of this?
And do you think it's going to have a particular effect on the Muslim religion, or do you think it'll be an interesting debate, but actually fundamentally there'll be no real change?
That's a very good question. People like me, who are astrophysicists, Muslims, etc., try to push for theology to take full account of science and therefore to transform itself as it goes. The theologians and the conservative Muslim scholars prefer to think of themselves as having sort of the upper hand, as being above this profane knowledge that comes today. And they don't seem to understand that science sometimes establishes facts, not just ideas or suppositions, hypotheses, theories. All of this is largely misunderstood in the Muslim classical thinkers. And so they don't realize that sometimes we tell them, listen, this is a fact, so you really have to integrate it. We cannot debate over this. You're not above such facts. So we can tell you things that you must accept. So you're not above accepting these things. So this is sort of the central, the core, hidden debate. Who pushes whom to change?
That's Nidal Gassoum, Professor of Physics and Astronomy at the American University of Sharjah in the UEA. And there are lots more interviews available on demand at passionfortheplanet.com.
This is a Passion for the Planet sound publication. For more information about Passion for the Planet sound publishing, visit passionfortheplanet.com.